This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
We were talking a little bit about property prices. Well, the question, of course, is what happens following the election? Do we see a normal trend? Is there always something to keep an eye on, or is this happening more at the moment? Joan Gray is the general manager at First Realty. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very good, thank you. How are you all and the listeners?
We are so far doing very, very well. Do we always see a shift in the property market either way, or a blip after, before and after an election, or only specific ones?
I'm confident that we'll see some positive movement in certain provinces. The apathy from the market has really indicated that people are acting in a form of defiance about the lack of going to the polls. And what's really sad, Howard, is the fact that these people don't realize how important the municipalities are in governing their suburbs. We all want suburbs with clean streets, refuse removal, no potholes, pavements looked after, etc. And so those constituents who have voted, and where we've seen positive results in certain provinces, buyer confidence is certainly going to increase in those areas.
Did we see people holding on before, or a concern before these elections?
So what we noticed at first was, for the last 2 to 3 weeks, sellers have been saying, and buyers alike have been saying, let's just wait to see what's happening after the elections, and then we will decide.
We seem to be having a little bit of a problem. Joan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, you were saying people were holding on.
To see what the results of the elections would reveal. And so now in the last week, we've already seen a shift in the market with a lot more buyer activity.
How long does it normally take following an election to see movement?
Well, let's go back to the looting and rioting in KwaZulu-Natal. Our branch down there were quiet for 2 to 3 weeks, and after that there was a certain uptick that was palpable, and we could feel that, South Africans are so resilient, Howard. Mm. I'm not saying we're numb to the realities around us, but certainly we are positive people and we move on quickly.
It is an incredible thing that we do. We just seem to find our way forward, and then off we go.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more. Mm.
We have seen a dip. I think it was quite significant over the last couple of years in residential property. That, of course, brings advantages for people that they can get into the market for first time buyers. Particularly, they now have the ability to access property that they couldn't have had. But are you expecting to see a reverse of this trend?
No, we don't have a crystal ball for sure, but we do feel that the buyer's market will continue. There's a hell of a lot of stock, and buyers are so spoiled for choice. They can choose exactly what they wish to buy, and some of them, you won't believe it, but there's almost an analysis paralysis thing going on at the moment, where they're looking and looking and looking, and nobody ends up putting pen to paper. So my advice to the clients out there is, when you see something that you love, make a list. Make sure that you've got everything ticked that was a priority, and put your pen to paper and make your offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost in a situation, I guess, where too much choice is becoming problematic, because you always think there's something better, something cheaper, something more appropriate, and then you don't have this. You know, if you're afraid that there's a limited stock on the market, then you quickly want to make an offer and you want to commit to something so you don't lose it. But if you don't mind losing something because there's something else around the corner, that's a problem.
Exactly right, Howard, and that's why we're in such a buyer's market. And I don't think that we're going to see an uptick towards a seller's market where there's little stock and much more demand for property coming from the buyers out there, and hence prices would escalate for sellers. Hmm. But I just wanted to revert back to one other thing. You know, what people don't realize is that in real estate, we always like to protect not only our sellers but our buyers as well. And we ensure that a 118.3 certificate is called for from the council when getting rates clearance certificates, as opposed, which is a historical balance, as opposed to a 118.1 certificate, which is only for 2 years. Now, you know, why do people like Cape Town so much? First of all, Cape Town's municipalities work. Yes, they were affected by COVID, as we all were, and things are tough in municipalities, but when a municipality runs efficiently, it's palpable the difference that you see in the way the municipalities are run. The big DA victory in the Cape Town means that we will probably see more buyers flocking to semigrate as opposed to emigrate, because buyer confidence there is high.
Yeah. Hopefully, if we do see the Johannesburg Council being settled in the right way, and in the right way, I mean anything without the ANC, we could have people being much more confident about the city of Johannesburg.
100%. I think that the real test comes now, whether the most, whether these, leaders, whether the most important thing to them is their egos or public service. We need to increase buyer confidence and get municipalities that function and allow for efficient service delivery.
Yeah. We are seeing, well, certainly early days, but we are seeing a bit of a shift, even in terms of ward councillors being much more responsible, being much more communicative. Hopefully, if that trend continues, people will also be a lot more confident in the city that they're living in, so that they will, be able to commit or be more confident about committing to property.
Sure. You know, with these results now, it's so interesting. The ANC has weakened and new parties and independents have gained support. The DA and the EFF relatively have been consistent with previous results. But what this result means that more coalition parties should be coming out than before. And with that, there's also a risk. Because you want them to operate effectively, but then again, there's also the opportunity that these coalitions can work effectively and, you know, get things moving along as they should.
Absolutely right. It is 6:53, about to go 6:54. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.